CliffCentral.com. What's happening, Nicey Beats?
I'm good. How are you, my brother?
Good, good, sir.
Dope.
Listen, such a cool tune that. That's from 2017, right? Last year.
Yes.
Yeah. How would you introduce yourself if I wasn't here to read this bio to everybody?
I'm a very outspoken artist, and I'm a dedicated producer. I like working with people. I like singing. I like writing songs. I like collaboration in general. I'm an all-rounder. Like, I'm pretty much just an open case, you know?
Dope.
Yeah.
Now, when you say that you are an open case and you're very expressive in terms of your artistry, what does that mean? What does that translate to? Do you speak about specific issues? Are you... like always talking about love, or you always talking about politics, or you always talking about turning up? Like, how do you vary it out?
It all depends. I feel like it all depends on the moment and what I'm vibing to in the studio. You know, usually when I go to the studio, I already know what I'm about to do. You know, if I go to a studio, I'm chilling and I don't know what I'm about to do, it's probably going to come at me, or it's going to hit me. Maybe if I'm chilling with my friends or other artists, it's going to trigger ideas. We're probably going to vibe, but... like, for instance, like, All My Daughters, I'm very expressive, you know what I mean? So that song is, like, it's mainly based on admiration, like, me admiring how beautiful women are and me trying to sort of make them understand that I appreciate them, and hopefully, you know, they can grow into understanding my message behind the music that I'm making.
What do you think it is that you bring to the local music scene that would not exist without you there?
It's just different kinds of elements, because I'm not just the artist, I'm a producer, sometimes I actually engineer, so that really helps my creative process. So basically, making music becomes more fun to me than it being such a technical thing, you know what I mean? So, different kinds of vibe, I'm inspired by different and a number of artists that are already in the music industry and have established their music careers. So it's just a bunch of different sounds that I put together and I make my own.
Now, you grew up in Nelspruit, is that right?
I did, yeah. Mbombela, yeah.
Talk to me about growing up in Nelspruit. I'm trying to think. I've been to Nelspruit. I feel like there's a place called the Jock and Java in Nelspruit.
Yeah, there is. Okay, yeah. I've been there once.
That's about the extent of Nelspruit. And then the airport in Nelspruit, if I'm correct, is like a thatch vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Nelspruit is such a cool, it's a beautiful
small,
place.
Yeah, but it's very cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of adventure in Nelspruit.
Okay,
yeah. There's a lot of adventure. There's a lot of dope sightseeing. So it's a beautiful place, honestly. And it's very musical.
Yeah.
You know, Ray Peary's from Mbombela, the late legend.
Oh, wow.
So I was just privileged also to have a chance to meet him.
Wow.
And hear his kind words with regards to how to go about, you know, growing into music. So Nelspruit inspires me all the time.
So when did you make the move from Nelspruit to Johannesburg?
2014.
Wow. And what's it been like the past 4 years?
Yo,
4 years
it's,
now, yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. It still is, actually. But it's been amazing. It changed my life. I managed to... see, the thing about coming to Joburg is that a lot of people are making music. So you get a chance to just be diverse and meet different people that are into different sounds. And when you guys hook up, you just make like an explosion. So it's been really a dope creative experience for me. Yeah. And meeting just great people, you know, and growing in my art and trying to also show my art to people, and hopefully they accept it the way that it is, you know. Yeah.
Very cool. And tell me a little bit about figuring out what your brand is and how that's evolved sort of as you began to embark on your musical career.
I mean, my process is very, it's like this, right? I probably make a beat, record a chorus, add the verses, and sometimes all that, it can be inspired by my surroundings.
Yeah.
So most of my music is basically mainly been about what I've experienced or what I'm going through at that point in time. So all those things have driven me to get to where I am. My brand is just all about quality. It's all about quality. It's all about being diverse. It's all about being different. It's all about standing out. It's all about believing in yourself, and knowing what you're doing and opening your mind into other people's ideas. So Nicey Beats is not only just me saying it's just me, but in the future, hopefully it's just like a team of people that are working together into building that and making it a success, you know?
Yeah, tell me about what it is that you want to achieve in the upcoming year. Now it's 2018. Everybody's always speaking about what they want to do in the year ahead. I can't believe January is almost over, but it is. 11 months left. What's the story?
Nah, right now, basically, what I'm planning to do is I'm putting out a couple of singles. I'm doing quite a number of collaborations from two people from, or two artists from the United States.
Wow.
Chicago and Atlanta. So that's in the process of wrapping it up. And I've got also a couple of artists here in the country that I'm working with. Krills Lincoln, Black Sugar, you name it, a whole lot of them. So I'm going to be really like putting out a lot of songs. This month I'm putting out an EP, or also working on a mixtape. So there's just like a number of things in place that I'm going to put out. But basically it's going to be a lot of music that's going to be out this year. So people are sort of kind of like going to get a chance to get to know me as an artist and as a producer.
It's very, very cool. And tell me for a second around kind of what you think have been some of your career highlights thus far.
It's just, I feel like it's pretty much my experience when performing. I did the Can Do event 2014, which was amazing. I did the CMDA festival 2013. We had Prime Circle, the Polytones, you name it. And that was in Nelspruit, which was amazing also. I met a lot of great people there. I just recently did a Club 808 interview, which is also an amazing something to see. And just, I got to think of some stuff on top of my mind, but
no, it's just like all in front of me. It's very, very impressive.
A whole lot of things, yeah.
Tell me about some of the people that you really want to collaborate with.
Well, here in the country.
Yeah. Anywhere in the world, actually. You can throw it wherever you want.
Yeah, like, I really want to work with Chris Brown. You know, I want to produce some tracks for Chris Brown. I wish I could work with Michael Jackson, R.I.P., but I just want to work with maybe people that are sort of close into that type of sound that he was tapping into. That's also something that I would like to do. I want to work with Wayne. You know, I really want to work with Wayne. I'd love to work
We're already on first name basis. You should be fine.
I'd like to work with AKA Casper. Yeah. No, I'm not, you know, I know what's happening, but I feel like both of them are great artists, and it'll be dope, you know, one day or one time to produce a track with them or to do something in the studio. You know, who else? There's a singer. There's a beautiful singer that I would like to work with. I just can't remember her name, but she's amazing.
Yeah.
As soon as I get in contact with her, she's somebody also that I'd like to do some stuff with. Yeah, and just like a whole lot more artists.
Well, listen, man, it seems like a very, very exciting time to be you. And if people want to keep up with you all over social media, I know you're pretty active. How do they find you?
Yeah, just check me out on Twitter at Nicey Beats with a Z, a.k.a. Mr. Awesome. Check me out on Instagram at Nicey Beats. You can check me on Facebook, but I'm not really active on Facebook, you know, but I'm there. Probably check my messages every 5 days. But yeah, you know. But if you go to Twitter or you go to Instagram, I'm almost there all the time. So just
dope.
Shout out.
Sweet. Well, very cool touching base with Nicey Beats. You know how to keep up with him. And certainly if you missed any of this interview, the podcast will be up on cliffcentral.com in a bit, plus in iTunes. Nicey Beats, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me, bro.
Such a pleasure. Do you have any idea who Castle Light are going to be unlocking tonight? Any guesses? Have you been following it?
Well, let me think, because, I mean, it's such a big one.
Who could it be? It could be so many different people.
It could be... They've never brought Wayne, yeah?
I don't think so.
I've never
could be Lil Wayne. That would be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Well, it all goes down tonight. Previously, they brought us Kanye West, Drake, and J. Cole. Tonight, Castle Light will unveil the next artist announcement that'll continue to push the boundaries of their exhilarating extra cold experiences. Catch the Facebook live stream tonight at 7:30 p.m. where Castle Light will be dropping the next Castle Light Unlocks exclusive. Who do you think it's going to be? This is crazy. Could it be Lil Wayne? We don't know. Could it be Chance?
Yeah,
Rapper?
I mean, it could be anybody. I mean, Kendrick would also be a vibe. Kendrick is like, yeah, it can be anybody, man.
You don't want to miss the huge announcement tonight at 7:30 p.m. Thank you so much for stopping by, Nancy Beats, and we'll touch base with you again soon.
Thank you so much, bro. CliffCentral.com.